Welcome to Get Over It, Intuitive Transformation Radio for Exceptional 21st Century Living. I am so glad that you're here tonight. We have Prema Lee Brary with us, and she is the author of Your Sacred Wealth Code, Unlock Your Soul Blueprint for Purpose and Prosperity. And guess what, folks? It ain't all about the money. So sit back and relax, okay? Listen to this show and tune in to your Sacred Wealth Code. Now, the information shared on Get Over It uses intuitive and pragmatic insight to help you break through the blocks and release energy that is no longer needed. Yes, we're going to help you release the BS that is holding you back. The question is, are you really ready to? Now, by the way, folks, BS is belief system. Now, a bit about me for my new listeners. Intuitive since birth, I'm a third-generation intuitive with over 3 decades of experience helping people break through the blocks along their path. I'm a strategist for personal and professional transformation, revealing information which enables you to become a master builder of your life. I spent 25 successful years in corporate America as an executive sales professional, and I'm the founder of Healing Visions Ministries and the Northern California Children's Education Network, a 501c3 nonprofit. I authored Getting Your M&Ms, The Money Money Book, and Masterful Choices, The Key to Easy, Effective Change. I provide consultations and healings regarding relationships, business, career, money, and love that heal the mind-body-spirit connection, allowing you to live life to the absolute fullest. Now, my clients say that I keep it real while providing them with accurate information to assist them along their journey as a spirit living a human existence. But they also say, if you really don't want to know, don't ask Monique. My background includes a doctorate in metaphysics, Reiki master teacher, ordained minister, and clinical hypnotherapist. So whether you are stressed, depressed, or possessed, I can help. To find out more about me and the services I offer, go to my website, MonicChapman.com. I invite you to like me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter and LinkedIn, and sign up for my opt-in newsletter, Intuitive Living, which resides on my website, MoniqueChapman.com. Excuse me. Once you learn what wealth means to you, why you desire it, and what is holding you back from attracting it, you can create a purposeful plan to navigate to the intersection of purpose and prosperity within your soul, where your sacred wealth code lives. My guest tonight, Prema Lee Brary, is committed to creating a world where everyone is empowered to live on purpose in a way that is aligned with their divine gifts and their birthright of true prosperity. Prema is a leading Vedic astrologer, business consultant, energy practitioner, and spiritual coach with more than 25 years of experience, and she is the author of this book we're talking about tonight, Your Sacred Wealth Code, Unlock Your Soul Blueprint for Purpose and Prosperity. She empowers leaders, entrepreneurs, and visionaries, and change agents to take inspired actions and unlock their sacred wealth code. Using her intuitive approach to business building and her patented solutionary technology, Prema's clients manifest wealth and create meaningful lives by doing what they are meant to do. You can check her out at her website, and that is sacredwealthcode.com. Again, her website, sacredwealthcode.com. Welcome, Prema.
Thank you so much, Monique, for having me.
It's so great to have you. You know, folks, this woman has all kinds of energy, okay? She says she's been doing this for 25 years. She barely looks 12, so I don't know where that 25 came from. But she is a very exceptional woman. She's a deep woman. The energy is deep and truthful. She really walks her talks and speaks her truth. Now, you can, I really invite you to go. The book is available on Amazon, independent bookstores. If you don't see it when you go in, just ask somebody for a copy of it because they can order it for you. And this is a wonderful book that is set in workbook style, so you can literally work through the process as you discover your true inner self. So, Prema, how did you come to write this?
It was that tap on the shoulder. You know that one, Monique. That was tapping me for a while. Mm-hmm. And really how I came to Your Sacred Wealth Code was really through a dark night of my soul. And I think that's a lot for a lot of us when we, you know, right before we step into, let's say, another layer of the light, sometimes we have to go through that dark place. And I had a yoga and healing arts center that, and I was a yoga teacher and doing Vedic astrology and working with people one-on-one and consulting, training teachers in a heart-centered method of yoga, and had a really big, beautiful center. And it was right before the Iraq war broke out, and then they ripped up the street in front of my center, and so on, as challenges as life leads. But I was able to create a six-figure business there. But because of circumstances overhead and such, not that much of it was coming to me. And I kept asking, like, I really thought I was on purpose. And I was like, well, but what's off? What's off here? And circumstances 5 years down the road led to, you know, me losing my marriage. Wasn't directly related, but you know what? Everything's related. So
Well, actually, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
I know that sounds weird, but you're better for it.
I am better for it, and that's a whole other story, because that man and I are 20 years down the road. We've been together for the last 5 years, and our whole family is together, and it's like a whole new relationship. It's been an amazing journey, but it couldn't have. We had to go this. You know, we had to take this journey to get here.
Yeah.
I was really looking at how letting go of this center, and really didn't want to let go of it. So I tried everything, and I kept diving into the Vedic astrology too. Like, where am I missing here? But you know what? God just kept saying, and Divine kept saying, "You're going to have to surrender this. You know, you're going to have to let this go," which was kind of humiliating to me, I have to say. And I had to really come to terms with that. But in letting it all go, I vowed to just stay on my knees until I figured this out. And as I did, I realized that I was in what I now call part of the shadow side of my sacred wealth code. And literally, it's from my Vedic astrology training and mentorship, where your purpose and prosperity planets, where they intersect or how they're in relationship to one another, is what is called Dana Yogas. And I speak in, you know, plain English here in the West that people can understand. I'm a practical teacher. And that at that intersection, so to speak, is what I really began to see, was that's where our highest value gifts are. Not the things we're just good at, but the things we're just uniquely, inherently brilliant at, if we allow ourselves to be. And also, there's the shadow side of that. As well, which is, can be from soul challenges or belief systems, and I saw that I was pretty much stuck in a particular part of the shadow of part of my wealth code, part of my high value gifts, where I really wasn't fully in my high value gifts, and because I had chosen to up level, this was the only way to up level was to actually go through this baby. And it was hard, you know, it was really tough. I had two kids, I was on my own, and I had to let it all go. But the beautiful thing was, once I started to flip this around and really started to work with my shadow and own the parts that I was, where I was identified, where I had, you know, put that BS in place, that, like you called that belief system in place, that identified me with the ways that I was loved and accepted in the world that really was misaligned. And as I started to let that go, I started to open up into a whole new level of the work that I was here to do, charged a lot more, worked with actually less people, but went way deeper with people who wanted to commit for a long period of time. And things have just flourished from then. Now, is everything always roses? No, I'm still waking up. And I'm still on my journey. So, of course, I hit the wall, and then I have to break through another layer. But I was, you know, I came from a background of living on my own really early in life and having to be really independent. And I knew how to function that way, and I knew how to trust on the divine. And that was great. That got me through, but that also held me back, because in that particular business, I didn't ask for help. I was really identified with my worth being like, I can do this. And that's some of what I had to really unravel on that shadow side in order to open up to receive not only help, but also more abundance on every level.
Why is it so hard for us to open up to receiving? You know, a lot of people in this, I'm going to call this a line of work, if you will, a lot of people who are into helping other people and striving forward, we're great at giving, but we're such crappy receivers. Why is that?
Gosh, that's a great question. And I believe it's like the circle of giving and receiving. We can only actually receive as much, you know, that whole giving and receiving has to be in balance to a certain degree. So I look at this, I'm going to look at it from the feminine perspective, but men, you have a feminine side too, okay? That feminine side of us, you know, tends to, and this is one of the archetypes in the Sacred Wealth Code system, is the great nurturer. But if the feminine all have this at some level where we overgive in order to have value. That's how we've been conditioned that we have value, is if we're doing a lot for other people and we're essentially overgiving, which somehow we got this message that means negating our own needs, and then we end up then in the shadow of the martyr, you know, or just in that overgiving. But our identity gets attached to that. Like, I have to do all this. Like, mine was attached to, I have to do it by myself and then I have value. But a lot of our cultural conditioning is around, well, you know, as the feminine, you have to be giving, you know, or as a caretaker, as a nurturer in the world, you have to be, you have to give a lot. You have to give more and even
everybody
more.
Everybody before you.
Everybody before you. But that's so backwards, because if we don't take care of ourselves first and we're not filled up and aligned, we can't even be the best that we are.
Yeah.
You know? That's the big one. We can't even, and we keep putting that off till tomorrow. Oh, I'll take care of myself later or tomorrow. Well, then we're ending up, you know, sick and depleted and broke, you know, energetically broke and financially broke.
Yeah, or you keep coming down with very interesting health conditions. Like, we talked the other day, we were do this a few days ago and talked, and I could barely speak, and I told you I had asthma, and, you know, because of the few days that have passed and getting worse, I actually went to the doctor since pneumonia, so I had to sit back and say, okay, so where are you putting out so much energy that you're not allowing energy back in, that you created this for yourself? And then, you know, what are we going to do besides taking the, you know, allopathic medicine, what are we doing energetically to heal and release and move forward? So, you know, folks, it's a complete circle. And, you know, Prima was kind enough to gift me with a sacred reading. And I have to say, it was like, without delving deeper, because there's many parts to just the PDF she sent me, it's about 99% right on. And, you know, she has this ability to truly tap into the essence of who you are, and then it's important for you to do the work, and yes, there's work involved, but to do the work so that you can, should you choose to, improve upon yourself. Now, Prima, you know, as I said in the intro, the Sacred Wealth Code is more than just about the money. How else can we bring the energy of wealth to our lives on different levels?
Yeah. So let me just define how I believe my definition of wealth is, and I, you know, and I write about this in the book too, is that it's really everything you need to fulfill your purpose. That's what true wealth is. So it's all the resources that we may need. It's also wealth is fulfillment as well. I mean, money is only money because that's a common currency of exchange in our culture these days. But it's the knowledge you need. It's the resources and tools on any level of your being, the nourishment that you need. So wealth is so much, and I take a stand for sacred wealth. It's so much about fulfillment. And aligning with our wealth, again, we're inundated with so much cultural conditioning and you know, BS, that it's hard to really be aligned with what it is. Like, what is it that even makes you feel wealthy personally? So as you're listening in today, just, you know, what is that in you? I know people where it's, you know, who have, like, millions of dollars, and, you know, they don't feel wealthy if their stocks aren't at a certain level. And I know people who have a secure job and maybe have, you know, a few thousand dollars in the bank or less and feel wealthy, you know. So it's it's very, very personal on, you know, what allows you to feel wealthy. It's super important to know that the premise I'm coming from with the Sacred Wealth Code is that when you are really aligned in using and owning your high-value gifts, not just what you're good at, but what you alone are spectacular at, that only you can do in the way you can do that, when you are aligned with those gifts, you're on your purposeful path. So you've got that deeper meaning, and which gives you another reason to get up tomorrow and feel good about it. and keep on going. But you're using your gifts will always lead you. The wealth will follow that if you actually persevere in actually using those highest value gifts. And why I call them highest value, they're the ones that you weren't necessarily told you were great at, but these are like, you know, you were born with a PhD. I mean, these are your gifts, and they're meant to be given. Like, I believe that if we're all using our gifts, we're all sort of unlocking something in the world that we came here to unlock and give.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm so passionate about helping us connect with our high-value gifts and actually use them. Because, look, I know that I want to change the world, and I know many people listening in here have that same sort of a mentality. You probably wouldn't be here with Monique. Well, in order to do that, you got to take care of your own sphere here. You got to get aligned ourselves.
Take care of your own fear. How do we do that? Because right now the world is full of fear between the political systems all the way around the world, just not here in the United States, and the weather and everything. We're just so fear-ridden right now. How do we release that?
Well, first of all, you're absolutely right. We need to actually unplug from it. You know, I think fear is false evidence appearing real. If you're really afraid of something, you're going to know what the heck to do. You're going to get your hand out of the hot burner. You're going to figure it out in the moment. But it's that fear that's generated by the media, by people want to instill fear so that they can have more control. So we have to get. I like to call my dad, this is my dad's term, you have to get squeaky clean with yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What stories are you telling yourself that are perpetuating this vision that you're creating for yourself of what you do not want or what might happen in a way that you don't want it to happen, which is what, you know, being plugged into a lot of the fear that's pumped out through the media is. In fact, I just held a prayer circle last week for not only for the people who are having to deal with the hurricane, but also let's talk to the energy of that hurricane instead of plugging into the fear that everyone's saying how bad it's going to be and feeding that with our energy by going, yep, oh yeah, that's what it is. We actually feed that then instead of let's actually let go of being told how we should feel, told what we should put attention on. And all of that takes us outside of ourselves instead of staying really connected to the truth of who we are, of what we actually truly believe ourselves. And it has so much to do with the stories that we're telling ourselves. But, you know, you said something, Monique, about creating our situations. And I do believe we create our own reality. Mm-hmm. And so with the same energy it takes to imagine fear, because fear is really, most of it's an imagined scenario we're going with. Well, you could use that same energy and you can flip it in another direction and imagine the outcome that you actually want to have and start creating that.
Mm. Okay, so we don't have to stay stuck in the problem. We can start looking for the solution.
We can start looking for the solution. We can get down to what it is that we really are desiring, what our hearts want for us, what do we really want, and even what are we really afraid of? Oh, I'm afraid of this and this and this. Well, is that actually even happening? Chances are it's probably not. What do I even want to have happen?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the belief, what's the BS behind it that's driving me to actually believe in that story? You know, awareness precedes change, so we've got to be aware of what's the story going on, you know, in my head, because we don't want, like Liz Gilbert said in her most recent book, you know, we don't want fear making the choices. You don't get to choose where we're going, what station we're listening to on the radio. You can sit in the back seat, but you don't get to drive the bus. And we have to be really, you know, fear is always going to be around, but we have to learn how to manage that fear, manage those stories so that, and fear is always connected with our shadow as well, so that we can start to unravel those stories and get to the truth of what's really going on for us so that we can reweave those stories in a way that allows us to stand in our empowerment instead of constantly disempowering ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, in your book, you talk about the four pillars of your sacred wealth code, and that helps us navigate our soul's neighborhood, if you will. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so broke this down in a way that would just help you to, like Monique just said, just navigate this neighborhood. The first pillar of wealth is purpose, and I call this harnessing your soul's big why. And you can think of purpose as Well, I just think, write this equation down. Purpose equals why. Why equals purpose. When you know the purpose of something, you know why you're invested in it. When you know really that deep why you're doing something, mm-hmm. Well, it's really important to know why you even want the wealth that you want. Why is that important to you? You know, why do you want, you know, whether it's more money or whether you want to have your own business or whether you want to own your own home or whether you want to donate to a particular charity or start a foundation? You know, why is that important to you? And that gets you to the underpinning, that gets you to the purpose. And the beautiful thing about purpose, you can think about purpose as being a vehicle that'll actually get you to that intersection of purpose and prosperity. Purpose being that big why will always pull you forward. When you know that purpose behind things, it'll always pull you forward. Mm-hmm. So it's just really important to identify not just what your purpose is. That can be a big subject, let's put it that way. But to know why you want the wealth that you want then helps you to navigate to it. And then the second pillar mm-hmm. is passion, which is the essence of your fulfillment. And you know, passion is like the fuel. If you can imagine, purpose is the vehicle that's going to get you to that intersection. Well, there's passion is the fuel that'll actually, you know, that vehicle needs of purpose to get you there. And passion, it might, you know, what are you passionate about as far as creating wealth? That's one way we look at passion in this part of the book. But the other part is like, what brings you passion? And it may not be related to your wealth at all. Maybe you love to skydive. Maybe you're an artist. Maybe you love to go and work with little kids. Whatever your passion is, if you are doing that on a daily basis, you've basically turned your vibrational currency up, and you have enough mm-hmm. energy to actually engage in your purpose. Does that make sense?
Perfect sense. Yes.
And then the next pillar is your high-value gifts, and I call this wielding your superpowers. So if that intersection in your sacred wealth code is purpose and prosperity, or the streets and the passion is the fuel that gets you to that place, then you can think about the high-value gifts as being the houses that live on the corners of that intersection, and you want to spend as much time in those high-value gifts, in those houses as possible. Now, we've been talking a little bit about high-value gifts, but when you really use your high-value gifts, you are, number one, you're on purpose. You are connected to your wealth. And when I say high-value, again, I mean the gifts you have that the world will actually recognize mm-hmm. you for. And that may not be the gifts that you're giving. And so with the high-value gifts in this part of the book, I really help you to connect with what some of your high-value gifts are. And then the fourth pillar is your greatest challenges, and I call this the unexpected gateway to wealth. And let's face it, in every challenge we've gone through, if you look back, and everyone just look back at a challenge you've been through, that you've already come through, that you can see the blessing in. And there's blessings in every challenge that we go through. Mm-hmm. And when you can walk into a challenge, or now think about the challenge you have in your life, because we all have challenges, and the challenge that you're having right now, if you knew there was a blessing in that, would you be willing to go into that challenge, lean into it, and figure out what it is that's in it for you? Because I believe everything we're going through, there's something in it for us. So let's lean in, and mm-hmm. let's find out, because every challenge has a gift with it as well. And just like a poisonous plant has the antidote growing right next to it, mm-hmm. that's the same with a gift and a challenge. And it's part of the soul's way to grow us. And it's also, you know, some of the challenges are inflicted on us by our belief systems and the way we've grown up. But some are downright soul challenges, and these are to grow us. So we want to know that there's a gift there. And these are some of our most potent gifts.
Okay. Well, folks, we're speaking with Prema Lee Guerrieri. She's the author of Your Sacred Wealth Code, Unlock Your Soul Blueprint for Purpose and Prosperity. And you can check out her website, and that is sacredwealthcode.com. Now, Prema, we've talked about the four pillars. Now, let's back down a little bit and talk about the sacred wealth archetypes. What are they?
Yeah, so the archetypes, archetypes in general are archetypal languages are a language of the soul, and this is a soul-based system. Mm-hmm. So when I say, you know, a leader, a teacher, a mystic, those happen to be some of Monique's archetypes. You have I just said those words very fast, but there's a little story that opens up for all of us in archetypes. Mm-hmm. The Sacred Wealth Code archetypes, I'm a very practical teacher. So being that I live in the West and I'm speaking, you know, English mostly, that there are archetypes that are in the Vedic system. But as I started to really dig in and describe to people what their high-value gifts, the archetypes started to show up, basically, and like these amazing superheroes inside of us that all have a set of superpowers. And as they revealed themselves, it became a very usable language for me to help clients with. Like when I say, hey, you know, you have a teacher and you have a leader archetype, and here's what the gifts are in those, and here's what some of the challenges are, and here's some of the ways that you could use those. These stories, these soul languages, allowed people to step in and embody the high-value gifts so much quicker. Because let's face it, we all have enough information. We don't need more information. We need transformation, and we need to come into embodiment and actually be able to use the information that's resonant for us. So that's where the archetypes have come in, and I call my archetypes like my Sacred Wealth Council. There's lots of different ways to connect with them, which are all in the book as well. And for me, it's like I sit down, actually this morning, usually on Sunday or Monday, I speak with my whole council, like I have my whole round table there, and I get downloads of information. I'm very used to working with my archetypes, so they'll speak to me. They're like, think of them as guides. That's another way you could think of them. And when you read your archetypes, you typically will go, oh, yeah, that's part of me, and my intention is for you to bring that part of you out into the forefront of you and not just know this is part of your makeup.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, once I received the gift from you of the Sacred Wealth Code reading, and you showed what my archetypes were, I actually sat down and said, okay, well, what do you have, what lesson do you have for me today, or what are you showing me today, what can I connect with today? I've asked it in different ways, and it's very interesting how my awareness of me and what I'm putting out into the world has increased. And I don't mean awareness from a self-centered way, it's just like, you know, being more cognizant of what is going out, how it's going out, and, you know, truly being of deeper service to others. So I think it's very valuable to tap into those archetypes that you feel are positive, and more importantly, into the ones on the shadow side, because I think that's where our greatest lessons reside.
Yeah, beautifully said. And it's like, think of it this way, like we only have, imagine you only had $100 of energetic currency a day. And just as an analogy, and we've got, you know, we've got a certain amount of that energetic currency tied up in our past that we know about. We have a whole bunch tied up in our past we don't even know about. We've got fear playing out. We've got our physical activities we have to do. And how much energetic currency do you have left to be in the present moment? And we need to be in the present moment to really, you know, be the all that we are, to access our gifts. And so when you can look and see that part of you is locked up in that shadow, you can do the work. And I know Monique does beautiful work around that. I do that work with my clients as well. You do that work to release your energetic currency from the shadow. You've got more energetic currency here in present time. So that means that you are open to the opportunities that may be just passing you by. You're open to the next vehicle maybe for you to, you know, have a better expression of your gifts that would really make your heart sing. You're actually here to partake in it instead of it sort of passing you by because you're tied up somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Why is it so important that we have to do the work? I mean, it's not, you know, we can't skate by. We miss the whole point, in my opinion.
I agree. Just embrace doing the work. I've got to keep doing my work. Monique has to keep doing her work. Just embrace doing the work. You make it part of your life. And then when something comes up, it's like, oh, okay, just another thing I need to work through, as opposed to it stopping you in your tracks or turning you in another direction.
Well, and I agree. And I also feel that when something comes that kind of knocks you off center, that you have the tools to deal with it as opposed to just, you know, caving in on yourself.
Yeah, or like, you know, the why me, or being, you know, getting into that victim mode. And look, it happens to all of us.
Yeah.
And have your pity party, but then dust yourself off and get you some tools that will actually work for you, because nobody else is going to do it for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I chuckle because I tell the people that I work with, okay, you can have a pity party 3 days max and kick yourself in the ass and go on.
That's right.
You know? So you can wallow, but no more than 3 days. And then get up and change it, you know.
Get up and change it, you know. And so, you know, there's a part of us that knows that we have the ability to change it, and that how powerful it can be for us to change our circumstances. And then there still can be that resistance to actually changing things. I mean, and I'd love to just talk to you about this for a moment, Monique, but I find that people get very comfortable being uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And that allows that to be sort of the new normal for them. Even, you know, it's really uncomfortable to be there. Where the change seems like it's so monumental. It takes so much energy, but it doesn't take, it doesn't take any more energy than it does to stay stuck. Do you find that as well?
Oh, I definitely find that in looking at my life and when I'm working with clients, because the sandpaper, as I call it, it's so uncomfortable, but at least you're used to that abrasion, okay? You know what it's going to feel like.
Yep. And
you're not so sure.
Yeah. And that's the key right there. And that's like one of the greatest human fears is the fear of the unknown, and we live in it all the time. But that fear of the unknown, because we aren't so sure. In fact, I was just talking with a client this morning who is just getting out of a relationship that she's been back and forth in for many, many, many years. And so this was kind of the last vestiges, and she got very clear that no. And so in working through it, and finally, luckily, they came to a good place in the end, and he was leaving today, and I just checked in with her, how's she doing? And she said, oh gosh, I'm wondering if I made the wrong decision or not. I said, you know what? Kind of like to the pity party. I said, I want you to remember back, you know, a couple days ago when you were so crystal clear and you tuned into your heart and your heart said, you know, yes. So have some compassion for that part of you that's hurt right now. But then, you know, remember actually how powerful you actually are. And it's so easy, kind of in the overgiving conversation for us, and especially the feminine, to give our power away in order to feel included or in belonging in some way. So you got to really watch the things that where we're giving our power away to have the illusion that we belong, or feel included. And the unknown, we just don't know what it's going to be. But let's get excited about the unknown. It's a new frontier. You know, if you're tired of the reality you have, get excited about the unknown.
Yeah, dream up something new and then actually take steps toward that dream. And, you know, what I've discovered, Prema, is that you might have a goal of, I don't know, being a nurse. And so you start out going to nursing school. But then you veer off and you like psychology, so you're doing that. And then you veer off into something else. So you eventually end up with doing what your soul's purpose is, but you needed all of these different trainings or learnings, if you will, as your path changed to be the best possible whatever it is that you want to be. And I think so many people are afraid of, okay, well, I want to be a nurse and I got to go to nursing school and get it done in 4 years and da-da-da-da-da and nothing else, because if I veer from that point, you know, I'm worthless. I have lost my path. And I think that taking the different trials and tribulations that come on that path is truly the lesson. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. And in fact, our paths are very circuitous. You know, they're not a straight line. And even someone else might say, oh, well, you know, if you just do this, this, and this, then you'll be there. Well, your soul has its own agenda on where it needs to go to pick up different pieces of yourself or activate different parts of yourself in order to, you know, then arrive where you are now, and that's going to continue to change. I mean, when I look at it intuitively and from the Vedic astrology standpoint, we run soul cycles, and we can be going all along to nursing school, and all of a sudden, you know, art is really calling us, you know. I had that even happen with a client, and it turned out eventually she melded the two together and brought color therapy to nurses. Mm-hmm. And helped them because they were so worn out and overgiving. But that we had to go through quite a circuitous path before we got there. And luckily, you know, don't think it's all or nothing. Don't think it's this or that. You know, the next phase of life or what you're being given, may think of it more like, oh, it's another college class. Well, I'm taking this and I'm taking this, and how does that, you know, how does that contribute to where I'm going? Let your soul lead you. Let your soul lead you more so. You'll be so much happier.
How do you get to the point where you're trusting your soul?
That's absolutely. So my method of trusting the soul is, I think that's probably the biggest thing that I'm here to support people with my gifts, is to help them to trust themselves, trust their hearts, and trust their soul. My favorite method for doing this, and if you don't mind, can we do this real quick, Monique?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Go for it.
If you're listening in and not driving, close your eyes. If you are, keep your eyes open, okay? So just take a moment, if you can, close your eyes and close your eyes. And if you have your hands free, take one and put one on your heart. And take a couple of deep breaths through your heart. Your heart is incredibly, this incredible portal to your soul. And take another deep breath through your heart. And then we have your amazing mind, which is brilliant, but it is busy, and it's a lot of places it doesn't need to be. So have reverence for your mind, but it's a tool. And when we can get it to follow the wisdom of your heart, you are definitely listening and following your soul. So you could imagine you could just take a slide or a stairway between your head and your heart, and we'll just take that mind and we'll drop it straight down through your nasal cavity, the top of your throat, the base of your throat, right down into the very center of your chest. And take a deep full breath. Allow yourself to land. And in this space of the heart, and just trust this is happening for you, and in this space of the heart, we're just going to drop a couple of questions in here. It's a real quick version of doing this, but it works. You can imagine your heart is just like a warm pond, and you can just relax there. There's no edges. This is where you can sense your unity. This is where the divine or God, in any term that you reference, that power, you can feel and sense and speaks to you in your own internal language. Now we're going to drop the question into your heart. You can just imagine it like a pebble I'm going to throw into the pond of your heart. And that question is, if I did know what it is that my heart is most wanting for me, most desiring for me right now at this point in my life, what might that be? Just take a deep breath, and whatever comes up for you is your truth in this moment. Whether it's something you hear or feel or sense or see, whatever internal language you have. And then the next question is, if I have that, if I'm being that or doing that, what's that going to make possible for me? Let's tune into that. What's that going to make possible for me? Your soul always knows. And then here's the, and I know we're going fast, so just hang in with me. Here's the final question, and that is, what's one inspired action that I could take to support myself in whatever it is that my heart is most wanting for me today? What's one inspired action I can take to support myself in what my heart is most wanting for me today? And whatever that inspired action is, whether it seems like just the littlest thing or not related, or you need to take that inspired action. Write it down. Make sure you take it today. Put it on your calendar. Do it right after this this radio show. That inspired action, when you take that and you actually follow that guidance that came through, you will start to trust yourself. You will actually start to trust yourself. You have to bring things down to embodiment, and I like to call it the final frontier. Our physical body is the densest part of ourselves. So you need to bring that, what your soul wants for you, and those actions down into inspired actions and actually do them. And you will start to trust yourself. You give an opportunity for the divine to kick your feet in the right direction by taking those actions.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. wonderful. You know, I went through that exercise as you were going through it, and I'm not going to share publicly everything that the information that I received, but very powerful. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And, it you know, as simple as that is, the soul, working with the soul and working with your the spiritual side of yourself is, it does come down to some pretty simple, it's just about tuning in and actually following through. I love this because your soul's never going to give you something that you can't handle. It's mm-hmm. always going to speak in like your next best step. But if you keep taking those steps, it's amazing what can open up for you. It's amazing. One of my clients, he's going to someday write his book from Rolls Royce to Bus Pass, but his big mission is around changing the face of mental health. And this, he came to me with this really big vision, and I said, okay, this is great. And so what we did is I started to work with him on several ways, but especially this way with Inspired Action, because he couldn't chunk it down to even taking the next step. And it's been so beautiful to watch him as he's really stepped into his gifts and his wealth code, and he started his own health partnership, where they're now talking with insurance companies to put in the right kinds of programs for on the preventative side, to realize, you know, we don't think of it as mental illness, we all have mental health, and how do we take care of ourselves in this way. And he's also writing blogs, and he's also working with a foundation. So things have opened up for him because he was willing to take those one guided step at a time, and from something that seemed just too big and that he was sitting on for a few years and didn't feel like he could make any difference with. Just one step at a time.
Okay. Well, folks, we're speaking with Prema Lee Guerrieri. Her book, Your Sacred Wealth Code, Unlock Your Soul Blueprint for Purpose and Prosperity. Check her out on her website, and that is sacredwealthcode.com. Now, Prema, we've danced around the subject. We haven't really delved into it, and that's Vedic astrology. I'm somewhat familiar with the Western astrology, but talk to us about the Vedic. You included a chart with the wealth code reading that you gave, and I looked at it and like, I don't understand this at all because it's square. So talk to us about that.
So Vedic astrology comes from the Vedas, which are texts that are 6,000 plus years old. It's a very live tradition practiced in India, comes from India, and now being spread, you know, throughout the world. Vedic astrology is very similar to Western astrology. Western astrology came from the Greeks about 2,000 years ago. And I definitely do, you know, there's a blend in there, of course, in my work too. We're looking at the sidereal zodiac, so same constellations, but we're looking from a different vantage point, a different viewpoint. That's the best way I'll say it. And we keep time just slightly different. So depending on what your rising sign is in the, or in what your sun sign is in the Western system, sometimes you'll find yourself being the sign before that. What I love about Vedic astrology is that, again, I look at it as the soul blueprint. It is, it has so many lenses and layers. Think of it as a really huge mansion that you can walk into many different rooms and look at the same thing and go, oh, yeah, it looks like that from here. Yep, from here too it does. Nope, but not from here. Maybe we should relook at it from over there. Oh, yeah, that's what it really is. It gives us a lot of vantage points and a lot of viewpoints. I don't use it for prediction. I believe that robs people of choice. I think there's a good way to give insight, and but I do use it to help people understand themselves better and to make better choices and see their challenges and move through it. But Vedic astrology is used from everything from predicting the weather, still currently. It's also very based on the moon as well. We really put a big emphasis on the moon and where the moon actually is, and also the soul cycle. So anyway, I can geek out all day, but it's an amazing system, and it's really served me well. I sit in the position of being a Jyotish, and Vedic astrology is kind of the interpretation. Most people know what Ayurveda is. Deepak Chopra brought that to the West, and that's called. That came from the Vedas as well, and that's called the science of life. Well, Jyotish, or Vedic astrology, came from the Vedas as well, and is called the science of light. So it's about reading the light.
Okay. So and coupled with the moons, definitely the light shining down upon us. Now, your wonderful website, thesacredwealthcode.com, people visit, what are they going to find? Besides a beautiful picture of you.
If you go to sacredwealthcode.com, you can get to the main hub of my website through there. The first thing you'll find there is the Sacred Wealth Archetype Quiz. Take the quiz and find out one of your Sacred Wealth Code archetypes, and you'll get a beautiful PDF to download and read about it. You can grab the book there. You can grab the book through Amazon, but if you grab it there, there's also some free gifts that you're going to get. There's an online portal that goes with the book, and a lot of the processes and meditations I lead you through in the book, I actually have recordings of those where I'll lead them through, so you can sit back for that part of the book and just have me guide you through them. If you want a reading or learn about my programs, it's all right there, sacredwealthcode.com.
Okay, and you are actively accepting clients to work with at this present time?
I am accepting clients. Right now we're enrolling in the Sacred Wealth Business Academy. And that is a program where I help entrepreneurs change agents, visionaries to, you know, lead from the inside out, really create their work in the world, a business or a movement, or write that book that is really using their gifts to do that. And a lot of times changing the career, too, can be in there. And also I have the Sacred Wealth Circle, which is if you really want to dive into your Sacred Wealth Code business, maybe yes, no, but you want to really learn how to actually embody it, put it into motion, then the Sacred Wealth Circle is a great program. I also work with VIP clients on a private, intimate, one-on-one level as well. So lots of programs there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, she's got a lot to offer. And as Prima says, be who you are, do what you love, have a wealthy life. Well, Prima, I do appreciate the time that you spent with us this evening sharing about the Sacred Wealth Code and all the information that you shared. I am eternally grateful and I honor you.
Thank you. I am just really, really just a privilege to be here, and thank you so much for the work that you're doing, Monique, because you're touching a lot of lives and making a really big difference, and I appreciate it greatly.
Thank you. And thank you to the audience for being with us tonight as we collectively get over it and discover our Sacred Wealth Code. I am truly honored and I do appreciate your time and attention. The divine in me definitely honors the divine in you. And when you're ready to live a more balanced life, give me a call. Intuitive consultations 30 minutes or longer are offered at a 10% discount if you mention the radio show. Love yourself enough to make an investment in yourself and make the call. 888-240-6057. And remember, the most important choice that you can make is what you choose to make important. Consider making the masterful choice of love. Abundant blessings, light, and love to all. Namaste.